There are worse places to be than Semington on a sunny morning. Walking past the village hall, and there's a classic red phone box. You don't see many of them anymore. I'm coming up to the Somerset Arms. This screams pub lunch, but no chance. The Somerset Arms has been shut for the past 3 years, and it's looking tired. There's paint flaking away. It's just untidy. Mike Woodrow's lived in Semington for many years and enjoyed a glass of wine or two in his local.
Brilliant. There was always a barbecue going. People brought their dogs, their children. They were all sitting round in tables and chairs, sunshine. What more could you want?
You know the village very well, Mike. What's it lost by the pub being closed?
Well, it's, of course, lost a meeting place to get to know people when they arrive in the village. It's a great shame. A village needs three things, really. It needs a church, it needs a pub, and it needs a shop. We've got one of those, which is the church.
Well, Mike, hold your pint, because people in Semington have come up with a plan to take on the currently for sale Somerset Arms.
I'm Ian Williamson. I'm the chairman of the group set up to enable the village to buy the Somerset Arms pub.
It's going to cost the best part of £400,000.
That's the building price that's up for sale at the moment, yes. We will be doing a share offer where, for a minimum £250, up to £50,000, people will be able to buy a share in the pub, and that share will enable them to influence how the pub is run.
We're looking at some bricks here. So it's your chance to own a few of them, is it?
Absolutely. Some bricks, some stone, some chairs, sponsor a room, sponsor the bar.
Is it basically donating, or could people actually make a few quid?
The primary thing is that you will own a part of a pub. So it's not for financial gain, it's about community gain. It's about being part of rescuing something, and this is a one-off opportunity to do it. If we don't do it, the chances are it'll either get knocked down or turned into a house.
Some might say that's not a bad thing, in that society's moved on, we don't need pubs anymore.
It's not just about alcohol, it's about food, it's about cafe, it's about shop, potentially. It's a hub. But also, there are a significant number of people who do enjoy their beer and cider, etc., and want to be able to do that together in a group.
I can see in your eyes, Ian, that you think there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing at all.
Ian Williamson's group is being helped by Plunkett UK, which supports communities setting up their own business.
We have seen a huge resilience in these pubs over the years, and it is because people are literally invested in it.
Have you managed to turn around any pubs in Wiltshire?
Yeah, there are 4 trading pubs in Wiltshire at the moment. All of them are doing really well in that more than a pub ethos.
How confident are you that the villagers in Semington will get their pub back?
We are seeing a good track record across the UK, and I think hopefully the Somerset Arms in Semington will be one of those next success stories.
The Semington villagers plan to buy the pub as soon as possible. Then volunteers will renovate it before a tenant's brought in. Next year, all being well, the pub doors of the Somerset Arms will swing back open.